T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jerry West, I mean, he's everywhere. Everything he touches, for the most part, turns to gold. But I'm looking at a story from, this is from 2018, and they asked him,
New York Times.
Why'd you leave the Warriors? And he had two quotes that are kind of telling. And to me, they're like Durant quotes, too. He said, "I'm not a person that does very well when I don't have a reason to get up in the morning." And then, "Why did you bolt the Warriors for the Clippers?" And he said, "You have to be wanted." So, we're not going to get in. We're not going to find out the specifics, but that's about as clear as he can be. He didn't feel wanted anymore. And he felt like the Warriors were treating him like he had outlived his usefulness. And you don't do that to Jerry West.
Man,
that's shit the spot, as the kids say.
That's tough, man, when you do that to the logo, man. As you mentioned the numbers here with Jerry West, dude averaged over 40. You mentioned this. Yeah. Dude averaged 40 in 11 games. For his career, he averaged 29 a game. 29 a game. What finals is that? I always see the classic clip, man. I love watching NBA TV or just diving into YouTube and watching old games, vintage games. Didn't he send one finals game to overtime by hitting a half-court shot or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, that's incredible. Imagine that. Like, if social media was around, social media would be losing its mind if somebody sent the game to overtime on a half-court shot. And he shot it, Guru. Like, it was you guys all watch the highlights. I'm mesmerized by Jerry West, the player. But I do agree that
He's only a two-pointer
back in those days.
Look at the numbers Jerry West averaged without a three-pointer.
Wow.
And that's the thing. I mean, how many threes did Curry average the year he hit four? That's five threes a game, basically.
Yep.
That's 5 points a game. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot. Yeah. There's a big difference between averaging 15 and 20, between 20 and 25, and even between 25 and 30. To do that without the 3-point line, wow.
Yeah, that's impressive. Let's go out to Nate in Berkeley. He wants to talk about KD. He has a different spin on Kevin Durant. What's up, Nate? You're on 95.7 a game.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Guru? And I think you're going to understand what I'm saying. Kevin Durant, Draymond Green. When Draymond called him the B word in front of 20 million people in my neighborhood, we're going to meet in the parking lot after the game, win or lose. You can't do that to a man and expect him still to play with you.
Yeah, I never called you that.
No, but had you, I would have still. You that I wouldn't have taken this. He's more mad at me or upset. I would have thought of the greater good, and we would have came back. But I guess that's just me. Now, don't get me wrong. We're in the streets, and you say that we got a problem. But it can never be it's over. The relationship is just over and done. So I don't. Kevin Durant left for other reasons. To me, not knowing outside looking in, than a guy calling him that word.
See, I think the whole meningitis thing.
You think that was...
It happened, sure, but I think David West was getting into something deeper, and we're not going to find out for a couple years. I don't believe that it was just meningitis, because what are people going to do if that leaks?
We got to get it out of him.
It's a serious issue, meningitis, right? It's serious, but I don't believe that was it.
I don't either.
I don't believe it, and when you call somebody a B-word, you know how it is. Guru, you grew up in the hood. Stoddy, you played in the playground.
Stoddy called me a liar.
Anybody call you a B-word, people stop what they're doing. It's like, what?
Yeah,
it's deep. It's deep.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't think I'd ever call a friend of mine that under any circumstances. But I had a different upbringing than Draymond Green, and I'm also older than Draymond Green. So, if somebody called me that, would I? You know, I don't know. I mean, I can't put myself in his spot. Like, if you called me that, you're probably right. I wouldn't stop being your friend forever, because to me that word isn't as hurtful as it might be to Draymond Green or Kevin Durant.
And I think Draymond was coming from, he hated what KD stood for in regard to his position with the organization, you know, and I think that's why he let it. The whole situation is the B word.
Yep. Nah, we'll take more phone calls on the Jerry West situation, why Kevin Durant left. Plus, we played this sound for Ian Williams earlier, but we never really got into it. Yesterday, Colin Cowherd compared Kyle Shanahan to probably the greatest coach, greatest football coach of all time. What did he exactly say? You hear it next right here on 95.7 The Game. But first, let's go to Elena.
Hey, hey, hey.
With the latest what's happening on 95.7 The Game. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Elena. What's happening on The Game brought to you by Dialpad. NFL Insiders Week rolls on here on 95.7 The Game. Yesterday on The Dame and Bruce Show with Darren Smith, we introduced Peter King as the game's newest contributor. What could get in the way of the Niners making the playoffs?
How many games can Bosa and Garoppolo play? If they both play 14, 15, 16 games, this team has got an excellent chance to be a playoff team.
You can hear the full interview on demand at 957thegame.com or stream anywhere if you download the easy-to-use radio.com app. More NFL breakdowns when Brian Baldinger joins Damon and Darren at 4 o'clock. Also on the Damon Bruce Show, you can win an awesome prize when you play the name game, as we do every Wednesday at 4:20. Sponsored by Dialpad. Dialpad is changing the game for business communication. Host calls and meetings in the cloud, put a business line on your cell phone, and get analytics to make every call smarter. Over 60,000 businesses trust Dialpad to bring their phone system into the 21st century. Visit dialpad.com. I'm Elena Matsourakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Vontae Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, Cool? You thinking?
I know what I'm thinking. When Ian Williams, who did a phenomenal job, was here, Steiny, did you say when you played football or when you played your high school games, you got the butterfly? Because I pictured you at the linebacker position.
Well,
you played football in high school?
Oh. No.
Oh, okay.
Football
like Stoddy, in like Stoddy Buckus.
Fifth grade for about four practices.
You didn't quit, did you?
Yes, I was allowed. It was the only sport my dad allowed me to quit because
they
asked me to come out for the team.
Okay,
and I said, my dad said, you can go try it, and if you don't like it, but if I would have gone out for the team, then he would have made me stick it out.
Gotcha.
It's funny. Lee Hubbard has sent me, great Lee Hubbard. He's a big listener,
our guy,
big fan of the station. Came down to the Gridiron Gala down in Campbell when we did that at Hooters. But he sent me a story a few weeks ago about Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi Leonard went out to practice for the football team, and he basically quit. And he was just like, yeah, I didn't want to practice. Football practices were hard. I didn't want to do that. Just keep me in the gym and play hoops. So a lot of guys, you know, if you're a hooper, the football practice can get a little too intense. If you're a football player going to hoops, you're like, eh. But Steiny was a baller. I saw, there was on Twitter, I don't know what guy tweeted it out, but he had old photos of you.
What?
He had old photos and clippings of you back in Pennsylvania playing high school ball, leading your team to, I think, a section title. That's why I stopped when I was like, could Steiny really ball? Could he really ball? And I saw the high school clippings guru. Steiny was out there dropping 20, 16.
I've been in Steiny's lab. I've seen his pictures. Steiny was, he was young Jerry West.
Division III. Hey. I was Division
Nobody
three.
Cares. Yeah, young lady
Not
killer.
One, not two, not even NAIA. Division III.
Well, Bonte and I
But I appreciate that, guy.
Yeah, and you got your date coming up, the Hall of Fame induction.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Oh, I feel like I'm going in.
You know what's funny is oh, boy.
You're going, right? You're doing, come on.
No, I'm not going. In fact, I forgot to get
So they're
going to
do what?
I don't know.
Dude, Steiny. Come on, man.
They retired your jersey?
No, it's a Hall of Fame type of thing. They don't retire jerseys, but
Logan, my high school, they forgot my number.
Hey, man.
Stop. Don't even start,
hey,
Guru. Don't even start.
Guru, how many points did I score for my high school last year?
Zilch.
Yeah, how many points did I score for my high school 10 years ago?
Zilch.
So you're telling me after 30 years something clicked?
Wow.
Get
look,
here,
you're
man.
Special, man. Yeah. You better get on that bird and go get that award.
Did your guru try to slip in? They forgot my number at Logan.
I did hear that.
Come on.
The phone number.
Young guru is
different now.
Hey, I was reading about high school sports in the early 90s. I was picking up Chronicles and Examiners. I didn't see Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Yeah, because I was gone.
Oh, you damn, I forgot. Well, you just aged yourself, yeah, man. I thought you were trying to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. I got a breaking news, but I don't want to take the show off the track.
No, the breaking news.
Kron has just reported that the Russians got all your pictures that did the old people challenge. Well, I didn't do it.
I date a Russian, so I'm in good hands anyway. The Russians like me.
You just killed me. That's a good
one. I date a Russian. The Russians love me. I can't understand a damn thing they say at the dinner table, but.
So your name is Bantush.
They say Banta. Okay. Banta. 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 Yeah. Banta.
Hey, by the way, does your name have a story behind it?
Well, I always tell people that my mom was drunk and she tried to get creative.
Because
you
nice.
Hear a lot of Dantes and Montes and Devontes, but apparently my godmother gave me the name. Godmother named Adrian, works for Muni. Actually, just talked to her a couple weeks ago. But apparently Bonte means I'm a special person, that I have a good heart. When I worked at Costco as a young man, as an 18-year-old, this old Italian lady, she was in a line. I'm like bagging groceries. Just like, damn, this, you know, I'm bagging groceries, man. Like, what am I doing? And she comes up just, and then Bonta, Bonte. Oh, it means you're very special, very special. And I was like, really? And I looked it up, and I didn't believe it. I was like, I don't believe that. So there you go. And there was actually an Italian restaurant named Bonte with the same spelling on Union Street back in the day.
I bet it's closed.
Yeah, it's closed down. And then in the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, in a little montage, it's real quick, but I paused it. It had Bonte's chocolate. And I was like, damn.
Wow.
And here's another factoid, Steiny. I've only met one other Bonte. I was in a laundromat on Divisadero across the street from the Touchless Car Wash. And they had video games in there, so we washed clothes and played Street Fighter and NBA Jam.
Right, go ahead.
Somebody called me. They were like, Bonte. And another guy ran up, and we looked at each other. He goes, your name's Bonte? It's like, yeah, are you Bonte too? And he was a brother. And it was like, I've never met a Bonte. I was like, nor have I. And that was the last time I ever met a Bonte. So
I've only met one Bonte. And I think I've only met one Monte.
Yeah.
And that's enough of each, I would say.
I would say so too. Means goodness in Italian, right? Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
So, yeah, not bad. My mom did a good job.
That's
I guess.
Awesome.
It's one of a kind. And I probably am special.
I feel like I know you more after that.
All right. Maybe Mike knows me more now, too, from Walnut Creek. He wants to talk about Jerry West here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Mike?
Hey, yeah, about Jerry West. A couple different things. Wasn't he the GM or president of basketball operations for the Lakers when they drafted Kobe?
Yes.
I think he was.
Yep. He was, yeah.
And that's huge. That's another
no doubt.
Where I think 11 other teams, including the Warriors, passed on him.
Yeah.
That was the year they took Fuller, as I recall.
Yes, sir.
Todd Fuller.
What type of pick?
North Carolina State, lefty. He had a pilot's license, though, believe it or not, Todd Fuller.
When he got drafted?
Yeah.
Or later
yeah.
on?
No, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was about
he was
it.
He's very smart.
You know, the other thing Jerry West did was he was on the 1960 Olympic gold medal team. I mean, he's just got
forgotten
his
that one.
All over basketball for the last 50 years. And I think you could make the case that he is maybe the most influential basketball person of the last 50 years when you consider what he's done as an executive, as a coach, and as a player. It's pretty much unparalleled and unprecedented as far as I
yeah.
can tell.
I guess, yeah. It's hard to argue with that. I mean, you could say Michael Jordan, but Michael
right.
Jordan has not been a success as an executive.
Nope. What other
yeah.
player has come close to Jerry West, not only on the court, but off the court, as an executive.
Pat Riley.
Joe Dumars.
But Pat Riley wasn't a great, great player. He was a good player.
But right. I heard he was Jerry West's backup.
By the way, the Lakers traded
Pat
for Kobe.
Riley.
They
yep.
they told, Kobe told everybody, don't draft me, I'm not coming unless it's the Lakers. Charlotte ended up taking him at 13, and then they traded it.
Wow.
And that was a Vlade Divac trade. So the Hornets basically said, we're taking him. And you want to go to the Lakers, come deal with us. And, you know, that now it's very easy to look back and say, why didn't everybody do that? Well, because it was going to be a gamble. It was going to be, Warriors take Kobe Bryant. And he goes, hey, I'm going to go.
Right,
I'm
right.
going to Italy. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to Italy.
Funny text on the chill, not a potty text line. That makes sense with Todd Fuller, him having his pilot's license because he flew straight out of the NBA. How long did he last? I mean, what did he last, three, 4 years?
Three, 4 years, probably.
Did you know he wasn't going to pan out? Because I wasn't like, oh, this is going to be Larry Bird. I was like,
hope in him, Steiny. Every
guy who gets picked, you always think, I wonder if.
Dunleavy, now he had me sold a little bit.
Draft picks, you always, I thought Dunleavy was going to end up being a better player than he was.
I did too.
But that's what happens sometimes.
Andrew DeClercq, I remember him when he gets drafted out of Florida. I'll never forget the Chronicle saying, DeClercq rules the court. And I was like, all right, here we go.
A little New York Times.
It was a lot of bad draft picks back in those days.
When Andrew DeClercq was on the team, I once called Elias Sports Bureau to see if they could find out who led the league in fouls that led to three-point plays. In other words, you foul a guy, right, and he scores, and he's going. Because Andrew DeClercq one season,
right,
I mean, he fouled, good bucket, going to the line. DeClercq, inside foul, good bucket, going to the line. I don't know if he was leading the league, but he had a bunch that year.
Man, Joe Smith was the number one draft pick that year, and he got drafted ahead of Rashid Wallace, Jerry Stackhouse. I think Kevin Garnett was in that draft.
Yeah, he was five. And the other guy was Antonio McDice.
Antonio McDice, two to the
but
Nuggets,
you could understand,
right?
Joe, though. You thought he had it. No, the body was, everything was there, man. He had the swag.
Yeah. I was a big Tar Heel fan back in that day. So I remember Stackhouse and Wallace, and I was like, you got to take those guys. Yeah. They had, Joe Smith won Rookie of the Year, though.
You know what else is, Joe Smith, one of the reasons he was drafted by Dave Twarczyk. And one of the reasons Twarczyk drafted Joe Smith was a hell of a college player.
No doubt.
He was damn good.
He was good in Maryland.
But he was also a, quote-unquote, really good kid. But remember, he got drafted, and then he got into a fight back in Maryland or Virginia that he was either involved in, or he was a witness to, and they had to go back. And it wasn't the greatest start for Joe Smith. And then, of course, became teammates of Latrell Sprewell, and that might not have been the best thing for a young player, considering Sprewell needed no sleep. Latrell Sprewell could stay up till 4 in the morning and get you 30. I mean, he was unbelievable.
After game nights, my buddy, I don't want to snitch here, but they would go to Spree's house and his pops would be there. And they would just, let's just say, party, just keep going. Spree was my dude.
Sprewell actually played in the San Francisco Pro-Am one summer at Kezar Pavilion. And I remember there was a long line. There's this card for the Kezar. There's nothing but smoke coming out. And there's always this myth that Sprewell hopped right out of that car from Hot Box and went to go play a game at the Pro. There we go. I don't think they were hitting the bong. Yeah, I don't think they were hitting the bong. They were probably had the zigzags back in those days. I don't think swishers or anything were in play back in those days. Yeah, I think they were going papers, but Sprewell definitely had some fun with that. Let's go back out to the phone lines real quick before we end the show. Charlie in New York City wants to talk about Kevin Durant. What's up, Charlie? How you doing today?
Hey, guys. Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing? I just wanted to put my two cents in about Durant. I think after he had won his first ring, he had mentioned it somewhere online or in an article that it was almost like a hollow feeling, like he wasn't fully satisfied. And at that time, I said that set off a warning signal for me that this guy was not in it for the long term. I don't know what would have made him stay with the Warriors. I don't think he was ever going to stay with them long term. I mean, I think there were other factors that might have been involved. I don't know if he ever bonded with anyone on the team that close. I mean, people like Curry and Draymond are family men, so they're not going out at all crazy hours. Maybe Clay did. But I just think, he seems like a person that just is in constant search of happiness. He doesn't seem like he's a happy guy to me. I'm not a psychologist. But he doesn't seem like he's ever satisfied, maybe restless. But he just seems like as my late mother would refer to someone as a pill. He seems like he's just a bit of a downer. Like
that's an East Coast term. Well, I haven't heard that one in a while.
But he just doesn't seem like he's happy, and I feel bad. I'm not being critical of him. I feel bad for him almost because I know people like that.
He
seems like he's always in search of happiness. But anyway, that's all I got, guys. Thank you.
No problem, Charlie.
KD might have some of that.
Maybe. That's what he's saying. Yeah. KD's just. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see KD on another team and how the rest of his career plays out. How long is he going to be in Brooklyn?
Don't you hate that we don't get to see him this year with Kyrie? I'm just from a basketball standpoint, I hate the injury.
Don't you guys worry? I mean, we don't worry about him. Yeah. But I am curious at how KD will spend his time off the court this year, because he's always on social media, right?
Right.
And he's always sensitive to when people.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, he's got a lot of downtime. Sure. Mm-hmm. A lot of downtime. And it's just like, maybe get away. Like, LeBron James, to his credit, does a great job of ignoring the noise on social media. And you're like, Kevin Durant, we always compare or say this guy's better than this guy. And those two guys have been basically the best players in the league. You know, Steph Curry, we know he has two MVPs. But for the last 10 years, it's been KD and LeBron, right? LeBron's league, Kevin Durant's coming. But now Kevin Durant has all this time to read everything. I don't know if that's going to be healthy for him.
They probably won't be talking about him too much, though, either,
which is
the nice thing. I'd heard that, too, about Oklahoma City, the part Charlie brought up about, you know, Curry's married and Draymond's married. Westbrook was a family man. Yeah. Like, Westbrook apparently goes home right after the game, and Durant's single. Yeah. I don't know.
Ready to mingle.
Remember Durant talked about that, I think, where he was just like, you know, Russell's got his family, and I came from a different background, and maybe, like, if he knew that Steph Curry was going to raise kids and not go out and part, like, what was he looking for in that relationship? I have no idea.
I don't know, but I just liken it to us. Like, when we're done with the show, I want to go be by myself. I wouldn't want to go hang. You know, I would. Yeah, you know, I meet you up a couple, and then we go our ways. It ain't Animal House fraternity. You know,
right. Clay Thompson goes out there and does his thing. He's a single guy.
He Pete Rose off the court.
Hopefully not. Yeah. Full Pete Rose. We love Pete Rose.
In a good way.
Yeah, let's go out to Chris on driving on 101. He wants to talk about Jerry West. Chris, hopefully you're driving safely. What you got for us here at 95.7 The Game?
Oh, man, another great show. Just wanted to say quick things about the architect, Mr. West, as a diehard Laker fan, man. I've seen him grew up in L.A., used to go to the LMU when they used to have the NBA Summer Leagues.
Back. Yeah, wow.
The man put together the Showtime. People also forget he's the one that went to Memphis and drafted Gasol and handed them to us for Kwame Brown and Crittenden and some peanuts. And that was because he didn't like that the Lakers had to deal with Kevin Garnett sold up. And it was a backdoor deal that the Celtics did because
he's breaking up there. I wanted to hear that. Wasn't Mark Gasol in that deal starting?
I think so, yeah.
The Paul Gasol deal?
Before anybody knew who he was.
Right.
Yeah, that's also the year the Warriors supposedly had a great shot at Durant and were knocking on the door to getting him. And ownership said no.
I guess Chris was going to bring up that Jerry West stopped the Klay Thompson for Kevin Love deal.
And I was on here saying, do it.
Yeah, I was mixed on that because Kevin Love was playing so well. But wasn't Draymond and Harrison Barnes, somebody else was attached to that deal as well.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a real good call. I think you're right. I can't remember which one exactly. But I do think it might have been there was another player involved. It wasn't just Klay for Love. Right. It was almost like
I remember
somebody saying, "Well, I'll do it if it's Klay and Draymond, but I'm not going to do it if it's Klay and
Harrison Barnes.
Harrison Barnes. I'm sorry. Yeah. So yeah, there was a lot going on back then.
If I were to do a 30 for 30 right now, just ask me, Bonte, what subject I would do it on.
What subject?
Arenas and was it creative?
Javar's.
Did they really sign? I heard guys fighting over gals, money, debt, but did they really get to the point to where they brought the guns into the locker room?
Could you imagine
that? Obviously, it did. They had to fight to stay out of jail.
Steiny, is that a thing with every team that they just play blackjack on the planes? When you're covering the Warriors, did you hear about big gambling games?
Yeah, I don't know if it's blackjack. They play another
game. You're all rich.
They play another game that I don't know how to play. I want to say maybe hearts, something
spades.
Like that. Spades.
I don't play card games. I bet on the game. I used to.
But yeah, no, there's a lot of card games going on in a
Yeah, everybody's rich or paid.
So that's a 30 for 30 you want to do it on.
Just on how close they came to really...
I tell you what
really happened.
That's one guy I would love to get on the show, Gilbert Arenas.
Probably can.
We can.
No chill, Gil.
We've been kind of trying. And, yeah.
G-Code. They used to call him G-Code.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about a live one. Gilbert Arenas
doing a podcast.
Is a live one.
Well,
I know
he's doing podcasts.
I know he is, but yeah. He was
good, too, Sonny.
He was damn good, but
Dude, he blessed a pro-am.
Different guy, man.
Yeah,
he blessed a pro-am. Jason Richardson and Gilbert Arenas came to the pro-am
Buckets.
Out there at Kezar, and they went at it. And Gilbert, I was just like, man, because I remember him at Arizona. Arizona, I was like, all right, Gilbert Arenas is good.
But college has a leash on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you got athleticism like that.
That's the one that got away.
Real quick,
that's the one that got away.
Well, they put a rule in after he left.
This is why I like the text line. Elton Brand, guy that doing pretty good for him, but not to Jerry West's cape.
All right.
But Elton Brand.
I'm getting text. The game's called, I don't even know how to pronounce it. Bure, Bure,
Bure,
Bure.
The game is Bure. I don't even know what Bure is.
Thank you.
Never played it.
I know what Boo is.
Blue Chew?
No, Boo.
Oh, Boo.
What's up, Boo?
Everybody's saying they have a card game. It's called Bure.
I never played that.
I never played it either. Maybe it's a rich guy.
It must be.
Signed by Lee.
It's
levels to it.
Yeah, even if you knew how to play, you wouldn't be able to get in the game.
What is it? Buy in 10,000? Like, high stakes, man? Real quick, I know we didn't get into it. We could maybe talk more about it tomorrow. Just your quick thoughts on Colin Cowherd talking about Kyle Shanahan, comparing him to possibly the greatest football coach of all time. He's saying that in the next 2 years, he could be a top six head coach. I mean, does he need to make the playoffs? Does he need to win a title? Like, why would Cowherd? Like, he also called him a better coach, Shanahan, than Sean McVay.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I can't believe, with all due respect, if you just look at things objectively, we do not know what kind of head coach Kyle Shanahan is.
Well, record-wise, Steiny, the Martians would say
he stinks.
He's not off to a good start. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, you're right. I mean, you're absolutely right. They're extenuating circumstances. I'm not ready to write him off by any stretch, but I also don't understand the canonization of him without him having done anything.
Well, RG3
as a head coach.
Yeah. And you said it. Is he a better coordinator than head coach? Because what he did for RG3, to me, I haven't forgotten. And now you look at Kittle. Where'd he come from? And is he really dominant? So we'll see moving forward.
But you know
forward.
What? Think about this. Whatever Shanahan did for RG3, Harbaugh did it for Kaepernick.
That's damn.
Didn't he?
I got nothing to say to that.
It's true.
And hey, Russell Cap Wilson don't want to play. We ain't seen videos of Cap.
Russell Wilson early on was running the same offense as RG3 and Colin Kaepernick as well. And you talk about coordinators,
remember they used to lump those three guys together?
All the time.
Wilson, Kaepernick, and RG3?
Man.
Damn, we need another hour.
I never forgot the Madden commercial. I haven't forgotten the Madden commercial with Kaepernick and Russell Wilson. Remember that? And Russell Wilson did the whole kissing the biceps.
Yeah, that's right.
And we were like, man, they're a neck and neck. Who would you rather have? They're on the cover of Sports Illustrated, the new NFL.
But Cap did regress. I know he got a raw deal, but he did regress.
Did people catch up? Yeah, you know, it's kind of like the question we always ask about the Warriors. Have the Warriors regressed or did the league catch up?
I think the league caught up and he quit studying to elevate.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Sounds
there.
Like he never really was a big studier, but yeah.
You talk about coordinators that, you know, they try to make that transition into the head coaching job in a head coaching position. And it doesn't pan out. Right away, I think about North Turner. Right away. Great offensive coordinator with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Really good offensive coordinator with the Chargers.
Not a leader, man.
Not a leader. Like Loneal. You hear Loneal talk about that all the time. When North Turner took the job and they fired Marty Schottenheimer, people just soured on him. There's so many coordinators we see now in the NFL, whether they're D coordinators or offensive coordinators, where it just doesn't pan out. It's just a different ball game because – you know,
there's so much other stuff to do.
Right.
No expertise. You got to do it all.
Yeah, I just don't know about Shanahan yet. Now, his offensive game planning looks good, right? Schemes it up well, good play design, but you got to score touchdowns. You got to see wins. And can you really be called a great head coach if you only coach one side of the football? Like, does Kyle Shanahan even go over to the defensive side of the field and practice? Like that?
But you delegate. You got to learn how to delegate, too, and trust guys that are in charge of that. But he's an offensive guru.
But what if he's hired a guy who's not a great defensive coordinator?
And if it doesn't work out, that's on you for hiring him.
Like Robert Saleh right now.
But it won't be this year. It'll be on Saleh.
It'll be on Saleh.
To me, Saleh's the most likely to get axed.
Yeah.
Is it unfair?
If it doesn't go right.
What about what I asked real quick? I know we're up against it, Ian, about Richard Sherman. You think he's going to have a bounce back here?
Should. We should. We'll see. Hey, fellas, good show. We'll be back. Or Guru, you're going on vacation. You're out of here. I'm going to miss you, Goo. I will miss you.
I'll text you.
Steiny will be here. JD's coming in. I can't wait. John Dickinson will be in for the next 2 days, filling in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Up next is the Damon Bruce Show with Darren Smith, co-hosting Richard Justice, Will Brinson, and Baldy. Baldy will join the Damon Bruce Show today on 95.7 The Game. Have a great day, everybody. Great day, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. It'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking. No compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.